Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 4. Installing and Configuring Internet Information Services. IIS can be installed across all editions of Windows. On Server Core, you will not be able to install role services that rely on the .NET framework. You can manage your server through IIS Manager, App Command, Windows Management Instrumentation, and com/.NET programmatic interfaces. Servers contain one or more websites that contain one or more web applications, all of which are defined in the applicationhost.config file. Application pools are the security and process execution container for one or more web applications. IIS ships with support for ASP, ASP.NET, and CGI-based runtime environments. For example, PHP, Python, Perl, or Ruby on Rails. Migration from IIS 6 was a key focus with backward compatibility components such as the Admin Base Object, or ABO, mapper, to help applications function under the architectural changes of IIS 7. Securing your websites and applications. Transport security is handled by secure socket layer certificates that are bound to an IP address and port. SSL can be supported on multiple sites on a single IP address or port as long as the same certificate is used. Certificates can be obtained from a third-party CA, Windows Certificate Services CA, or using a self-signed certificate. Users are identified through IIS, Anonymous, Basic, Digest, Windows, Client Certificates, and ASP.NET, Forms, Impersonation, Authentication Modules. The Anonymous User module now uses a built-in account called IUSR, whereas Digest encryption still requires passwords to be stored using reversible encryption, and Windows supporting NTLM and Kerberos authentication. Once identified, a user's request is evaluated based on a set of authorization rules, including NTFS, URL, IP authorization, and request filtering. NTFS permissions typically are used for the application pool identity, whereas URL authorization is defined in the web.config based on any of the given authentication modules. IP address and domain name authorization allows you to include or exclude specific addresses. Request filtering inspects for potentially harmful requests by looking for double-encoded requests, high-bit characters, particular file extensions, request limits being exceeded, HTTP verbs excluded, specific URL sequences, and special hidden segments being accessed. .NET trust levels, minimal, low, medium, high, and full, govern the execution of ASP.NET and when in integrated mode the entire IIS request pipeline. A trust level is a policy of allowable permissions that govern resource access such as the file system, database, network, and registry. Managing Internet Information Services. This release introduced a rich XML configuration hierarchy that allows for delegation of everything. The XML configuration is driven by a set of schema files. Configuration files exist at the server level, applicationhost.config, administration.config, redirection.config, machine.config, and web.config, at the site level, web.config, and applications or folder below that, web.config. The files have a cumulative effect on the end configuration for a particular request. However, sections can be explicitly allowed or disallowed from having certain attributes or entire sections redefined. Once delegation has been configured, you can enable remote administration of specific features and sites using the IIS management service, which is not supported on Server Core. When something goes wrong, the detailed error messages provided by IIS give you a sense of the context of the request. If you are not sure how to reproduce an error, you can use failed request tracking to take an automatic snapshot of the request state when an error that matches a specific rule occurs. You can get more out of your server using output caching, which can use both a user mode, or fast, and kernel mode, or faster but restrictive, caching, along with static and dynamic content compression. Both caching and compression have basic configuration exposed through IIS Manager, with all advanced settings configurable through the configuration files. When expanding your environment, you can take advantage of network load balancing to scale out your configuration. A shared configuration setup helps you to deploy a site across several servers without having to configure the site on each server manually. When a server in the farm fails, you can have it stop responding at the TCP level or execute a program to tell the load balancer about the need to reconfigure. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: how do I administer IIS on server core? Answer: you can administer the server through app command, Windows Management Instrumentation, and the com/.net programmatic interfaces. You cannot use IIS Manager, even to connect to the server remotely. Question: what is the difference between IIS on Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista? Answer: beyond some minor bug fixes and improved configuration interfaces in IIS Manager, the major difference is the connection limit. On Windows Vista, a maximum of 10 concurrent connections, that is 3 on Basic Starter, 3 on Home Premium, and 10 on Ultimate Business Enterprise, and no limit on Windows Server 2008. Question: what is an application pool? Answer: an application pool is a container for one or more websites and web applications. It provides the context for the request to be processed and the security context under which the processing is completed. Question: can I use multiple SSL certificates and host headers? Answer: it depends. SSL certificates are bound to an IP address and port. If the SSL certificate is a wildcard certificate or uses the subject alt name property, you can use it across multiple sites as long as the host name satisfies the wildcard value or subject alt name list. Question: I am trying to access an ASP page, and I know that I have installed a support for active server pages, but IIS keeps giving me a 404 error. How do I fix it? Answer: when adding any new server extensions, make sure to allow the ISAPI filter or CGI executable at the server level under ISAPI and CGI restrictions. Question: my server is under a high load, but I want to take advantage of compression. Can I have the best of both? Answer: you can use the CPU throttling properties in the configuration files to set a percentage of processor utilization under which the compression will back off. This will allow your server to focus on serving more requests until the number drops. Question: I've configured an ASP.NET application, and when I run it, I receive a security policy exception stating that I do not have enough permissions. I have checked the file system, and the application pool worker process has enough writes to execute properly. Where should I look? Answer: check the .NET trust level for the web application. It defines a policy as to which actions and resources the application can use and execute. Question: I want to prevent users from accessing a specific folder on my server. I have set up URL authorization to allow only specific users, but it never prompts me for a password. How do I get IIS to prompt for credentials? Answer: review the selected authentication modules. Chances are you have the anonymous authentication module enabled. It will need to be disabled to force other authentication modules to prompt the user for credentials. Question: I have two web applications, one that uses Active Directory certificate mapping, and one that uses many-to-one certificate mapping. I have configured the AD-based mapping application, but I cannot find the many-to-one certificate mapping option. Where should I look? Answer: When you enable Active Directory certificate mapping, it will automatically disable many-to-one and one-to-one certificate mapping for all sites on the server.